Dogs in the Den, your weekly insight into the fastest sport on four legs. Back with JC. We're excited today, aren't we?
That's very firm, all right. You're excited to be here. I'm excited to be back on the hot seat. We had a huge week of racing last week. A few tough beats for the Punters Club, unfortunately. Sorry to everyone out there that joined us, but stick with us. We weren't too far away, a couple of seconds there. Can't wait to look at this week's racing. It's a huge night of racing again at the Meadows.
Yeah, well, as we do, we look at this last week, and let's kick off with the Zoom Top. It was the race for the stays at the Meadows on Saturday night. We did bet in this race for the Punters Club. We're on Ethanol Water. You can see Ethanol Water falling dramatically out the back there. JC, take it over from here, mate.
Yeah, she was disappointed there, Ethanol Water, but obviously in the wash-up, she's either injured or very tired off her Queensland prep. But Lanfranco's loomed up to Groove Bird, and not sure if he thought about things or he just peaked in his run, but I thought he would have gone past Groove Bird a lot easier than what he did there. But anyway, it's a Group 1 win, so no one's complaining whatsoever. 42.76, he's a nice young stayer. Only recently in the last couple of months has he got up to the 700 metres, and he's obviously got a Group 1 next to his name now. So Groove Bird was there in second, and Unreal Speed finishing off well for third.
And a lot of these dogs will go around in the heats for the fan about.
Yeah, pretty much every dog in this race. I'm not sure what they'll do with Ethanol Water. We'll see.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any news about her, but I'd assume off that run, I think she might look for other things. I think she might need a little bit of time off, either she's injured or she's just a little bit tired from a big preparation.
Cool. We're going to talk about the Fanabale a little bit later on, but let's move to the Temley, one of the better sprints on the calendar. And we're on Flying Zulu. And at this point here, that's the red dog. And I was like, this is looking good. And it was looking good right until about 20 metres to go when it became very good looking for the Thompson kennel.
Yeah, well, Troy Little had this map absolutely spot on, but bang, Tim Zoo. Straight over the top. Perfect map. Flying Zulu, box one, exactly where he wanted to be. Hotel Whiskey one, leads the race, runs off on the home corner. Flying Zulu scrapes paint, wins, doesn't. Tim Zoo did exactly what I think Troy thought what would happen. He got the run just behind Flying Zulu, and he proved the stronger of the pair. Ladies obviously won over the 600 metres at Sandown really fast time a couple of months ago. I did call for him to stay at that distance, but Team Thompson, too smart.
Yep.
Back, stayed at the 500 metres or went back to the 500 metres and got a Group 1 for his efforts. Excavation there in third, and Flying Zulu, great run. Run good time too again, but just got pipped on the line by a stronger dog.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to run a trifecta in a Group 1, isn't it?
Impossible.
The same kennel, so.
I think I was hearing Jason's wife, I think her name's Siona, from memory. She was saying that they got a trifecta on a big night on a country track a couple of years ago, and they were sort of joking about if they could pull it off on Saturday night, and they actually did, and they won. Well, they got the trifecta quite easily in the end. All those three dogs cleared out, so it's really good. Obviously, they're probably the top kennel in Australia, even let alone Victoria. So it's good to see all their hard work pay off on a big night.
And all those dogs go straight into the semi-finals of the Australian Cup, which will be on this Saturday night. And all the heat winners come in as well, so it'll be the semis.
Yes.
We're going to have a little bit of a chat about that later. We talked about the Punters Club. Let's just talk about it again. It was great fun. So $25 buy-in on the Ladbrokes app. Troy Little was fantastic. Put together a solid set. Just couldn't quite get there. And we returned $13 of the people's $25. So obviously that is a loss.
Yes.
50% loss on investment. We don't like losses. But I was happy with how the night went. I thought we had a great time. We were close.
Yeah, no, well, obviously you don't like losing. I wasn't particularly happy with the night because you just hate losing. I hate losing. But bear with us punters. Troy's one of the best judges going around in Australia. He'll definitely bounce back. He was pretty stiff there on a few races. Race one, dog got absolutely smashed. Was about against the perfect position. And the last race, just couldn't cross the red. And the red was probably a little bit stronger than it late in the piece, which it turned out to be. So Troy was pretty much on the money all night, just didn't get a few things to fall his way. Mapunga Tully was a great tip. My Ipswich tip was pretty good. It obviously won, but our multi, I let us down for that multi. His tip in box eight went pretty well. But anyway, a lot of excuses there, punters, but bear with us. Next week, we're looking to put it back over Ladbrokes.
That's right. Yeah, we're back. We'll do it for the Australian Cup night, which is not this Saturday night, the Saturday night after. We're also doing a pot that day for the Blue Diamond. The racing is also going to be a huge day on the punt. Come and join in. It will be great. Let's move up to New South Wales. The Summer 600, Zipping Chaplin winning. Can you tell us what the Summer 600 is, mate?
Well, it's a feature race sponsored by our good friends at Ladbrokes over the 600 metres at Gosford. Zipping Chaplin there scrapes the paint, wins in a really, really slick 34.18, fends off, gets late early, and looks like now he'll be heading towards the Ladbrokes Country Classic at Dubbo on March 22.
Yeah, that's called Super Day. So onwards and upwards. Palawa King, the King was back.
Yes.
At Dubbo. Here he is here, way out the back in the pink. and flops out as usual. Take it away from here, JC.
Yeah, well, he returned from a five-month break, and with Palawa King, we know what he can do in the run home. Watch him burst through the pack here. You think for a fleeting moment he might just get the kennel, mate, but just goes under. Red Hot Frankie wins that race, but he's obviously returning great order. As I said, first run back for 5 months. He'll be aimed towards a rookie rebel now, obviously, if he gets selected, and then back on his home track there for a country classic, which might be his swan song. He's been a great dog, and he's obviously been nominated for that Greyhound Race in New South Wales Dog of the Year, and if he can potentially knock a few more feature races off, he's definitely going to be hard enough to probably beat in the 2026 version, yeah. 2025 version, hosted in 2026.
Aussie Infrared passed away, one of the better stud dogs going around.
Sad. Sad news. He was a really good race dog. He won 22 of his 37 starts, including the Maitland Cup. He's the father of Elite Machine, Big Energy, Zipping's Kyrgios, and obviously Tim Zhu. Yeah. So it was a bit fitting that Tim Zhu obviously won a couple of days after his, before his passing. But just shout out to the Ebrand family. Everyone's wishing them well. Definitely when I saw the news break on Facebook, I went up to my dog and gave him a little cuddle and a kiss because they're great creatures. They're really loving creatures. And obviously all the things he's done on the track and off the track being a sire, he's been obviously a great pet for them. So send my well wishes out to them.
Very good. And the Ipswich track record is broken by Barefoot Zulu. You were watching this yesterday afternoon. Wow, look at this.
Yeah, just the first look at the multi. Thanks, boys.
$1.15.
Yeah, very short. But he's absolutely flying, this dog. Sometimes got a mind of his own, and he's a little bit tardy and all over the shop, but he absolutely speared the lids on this occasion, found the front. Once he finds the front, this dog can run about as fast as any dog across Australia. Broke the not long-standing track record at Ipswich, but 2981, Blue Hornet previously had it for Mary and Ray Berman. But, it was a great win. He's going really well, and he's definitely got a feature race in him, that dog. He just needs to begin as he is now, and he might potentially sneak a race up there in Queensland down the track.
Cool. All right. It's time to look ahead. We've got some great racing coming up over the weekend. We're going to have a look at the Australian Cup semis, the Fanta Bale Heats, and also the Ladbrokes Bulleye Cup. Let's start with the Australian Cup semis. So we've just put up, this is the all-in final market. There's too many semis to sort of move our way through them all, but this just gives us a bit of context. So Mpunga Tully was the fastest heat winner of the night. We had a good bet on it. Then we took 460 off Troy Little's advice, started about 2:30 and absolutely pissed him. What did you make of the semis this weekend?
Well, obviously, there they are, the trio from the Tem lead. Yeah. Thompson trifecta, 1, 2, 3 in futures betting. Obviously, it's all dependent on the box draws. They come out on Wednesday afternoon, so I'm going to sift through those fields. And if you're on the den, I'll definitely post a few tips for this Saturday night. Mpunga Tully, fastest heat winner. But fastest time on that night. We do often see that with races with less tempo and pressure. Dogs can get on the bunny and run to their best, whereas in that Tem lead, there was obviously a lot of buffeting going around. Flying Zulu didn't find the arm. Hotel Whiskey won leads. Field sort of jams up a little bit. And the track did look a little bit wetter as the night went on. So I reckon in that futures market, the dog that I would probably play is Smooth Plane at $12. Don't know if he can actually win the race, but he's a very, very honest greyhound. He'll find his way into the final because he always does. He's pretty much been in every feature final for the last 12 months. And if you can get place punting there on Ned's or Ladbrokes, you might be able to get $3.50 a place, which might be a great bet come Saturday week.
Okay. And Kenya All Class, we just checked in with Corey before, and he confirmed that if Kenya All Class runs 1-2 in its semi-final, go in the Australian Cup. If not, goes to the Rookie Rebel.
Yeah, well, he's obviously got plenty of options there, Kenya All Class. He gets, a free shot at the Sumps this week. And if he doesn't exactly get his way through to that Australian Cup final, he's obviously got the Rookie Rebel, which is a nice fallback. He rises up to the 600 metres, and he's probably got to go around favourite in that race versus Palawa King.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Let's go to the Fanta Bale Heats. Pretty open market. Ethanol Waters is there. Palawa King as well.
Yeah, well, Palawa King won't be there from all reports. He will be going to the Rookie Rebel.
Nor will Kenya All Class.
Kenya All Class won't be there. And I don't think Ethanol Water will be there considering off what she did last week. Obviously, we'll find out by tonight when this video drops. But for me, I think late night news, I was a little bit shocked that he didn't make the Zoom top field on the weekend. I was a little bit, I wouldn't say emotional, but I was a bit verbal about it on last week's show. He come out and run really fast in his trial up there. I think he went about 42.90 odd, which was only a couple of lengths off what Lanfranco done run on race night. So obviously he would have been quite competitive in that Zoom top final at $9. He's got to start a lot shorter come finals time. Probably only get three heats at best. So you've got to have to run top two and the two fastest thirds. I think he's good enough to do that. I might after filming this, go and take that $9, because I think if he gets into the final, he might be probably at the worst a $5 chance, might be even as short as, you know, $3, $4 equal favourite.
Tasty. Let's move to the Ladbrokes Light Cup, and one of the most airborne dogs in Australia, Good Odds Cobber, leads the market.
Yeah, our mate Good Odds Cobber, this is where he pretty much kicked off his career at Bulleye. He kicked off over the 340 metres and the 400 metres, and he slowly worked his way up to the 520 metres, and he's won pretty much every single feed trace across New South Wales, and he obviously took out that Group 1 Gold Bullion at Albion Park. He's going to be extremely hard to beat back on, I guess, his home deck, drawing the red. There's a lot of speed in this race. You've got three Victorians there, second, third, and fourth line of betting, Tattooed, Unleashed, Miami, Pass the Buck. They're all looking to go forward, and you got Badger's Beast for Pierre Lagioni. Has won pretty much all of its last couple of races. I think it's got a bit of a picket fence, that dog, as well as the first reserve there, Slick Badger. So it's a very competitive race, but Good Odds Cobber deserves to be favourite considering his CV.
Unreal. Hey, JC, it's time for the Thursday set.
It's that time of the week. I was very disappointed last week. I went very ordinary. Started off the show really, really cold. So looking to heat up this week, we're going to head to Albion Park first. Race 8, number 1, Boots and Booty. She is absolutely airborne, this bitch. As soon as she stepped up to the middle distance, she's gone to another level. She led all the way and won in 35.02 last week. Back Creek Benny, he probably will be favourite in this race from box 6. He is absolutely flying. However, he's not going to be as suited this week as he was last week. He had a small field, was able to get manoeuvre his way through that pack and win. However, this week, back to a full field, drawn off the track. Going to have a few obstacles to get overcome. So I think Boot and Booty can be off and gone. We'll head down to Hobart, nice and quick here. Race 3, number 8, Timeless Miss, drawn absolutely superbly in box 8. Box 7, Stick Season's got to go cut and run straight to the fence. Timeless Miss got to sit outside, hopefully in second position, run him down late. And race 8, number 3, Seaton, returns from a three-week break here. Class run of this race, has won all 6 starts over this track and trip. Not expecting to be any large price, but he should be making it 7 from 7 over this track and trip.
Okay, outstanding. That'll do us for this week, mate.
All done. Tune in this Saturday night at the Meadows. You've always got the Australian Cup semi-finals. You've got the Fanabel Heats.
Oh, great. The Heats great. Are often better than the finals.
Always better than the finals. And tune in next week. We're going to go through those Heats and those semis of the Australian Cup with Troy Little, one of the greatest judges to go around, especially down there in Victoria. And
we'll get Troy back on the show as well.
Exactly. He's got to go through those Heats. And we've got to, Troy and I have got to work hard over the next fortnight and devise a plan on how to break the bookie's bank.
That's it. Look forward to it. Enjoy the weekend of greyhound racing. See you next week.
Up the Dan.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.